John got an unintended and extended vacation in 1970 when he broke his knee in a bicycle accident.
It was before it was fashionable to go ride bicycles. I had a bicycle. Of course, I fell off the bicycle one night and didn't walk for 3.5 months after that.
Because of John's injury, the young family spent a lot of time together, and perhaps because of it, would soon welcome a new member.
So I jokingly say that I ran out of ways to entertain John while he had his broken leg, and that's how Alan got here.
I was around the house quite a bit, and your mother couldn't get away from me. That's how Alan came into the world.
On a clear, sunny summer day, August 26, 1971, Alan Parker McQuiston entered the world. His two older brothers spent the afternoon standing outside their house in Warrington, staring into the bright blue sky. Having been told that their baby brother was coming down from heaven, they thought they could catch a glimpse of him on the way.
I mean, they didn't even need the, when we brought them a present from the hospital or anything like that, kind of thing that they suggest you do. They were very happy to see him and very gentle with him and everything like that.
Soon after Alan was born, B.F. Goodrich transferred John again, and the family moved to Merrimack, New Hampshire. The coming New England winter coincided with another development, Gay's increasing abuse of alcohol.
I started drinking more. And so as my drinking progressed, and I was never, my mother was an alcoholic, and I was never going to be like my mother. And this is why I think it's so ironic when people make those statements, because they always turn out being exactly like those parents or worse when they make those statements. It really got to the point I didn't care what the children did as long as I could sit and drink, and it was Johnny and Jimmy's job to keep Alan quiet.
As Alan took his first steps, the two older boys began exploring the world. Johnny got his first bicycle and started first grade. They built a fort in the backyard, and the slope of the yard from back to front made a perfect hill for sledding during the frequently white winters.